VOA News via remote. I'm Tom. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. has restored its presence on the world stage as he has used his first overseas trip to connect with a new generation of leaders from some of the world's most powerful countries and more closely unite allies around addressing the COVID-19 pandemic and China's trade and labor practices. Biden has wrapped up 3 days of what he calls an extraordinarily collaborative and productive meeting at the Group of Seven Summit of Wealthy Democracies. Biden says at a news conference in England that there was genuine enthusiasm for his engagement. He later visited the Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle. Israel's parliament on Sunday narrowly approved a new coalition government ending the historic 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and sending the polarizing leader into the opposition. Naftali Bennett, a former ally of Netanyahu-turned-rival, became prime minister after the 60-59 vote, promising to try to heal a divided nation. Bennett will preside over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep ideological differences. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Brussels on Sunday evening ahead of 2 days of summits with NATO and the European Union, part of his first foreign trip since taking reinvigorating transatlantic ties. Biden already attended the summit for G7 rich democracies in Britain, and it's followed by a summit on June 15th with top EU officials in the bloc's